USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder will not face charges related to the Flint water crisis. He was the first person in state history to be charged for alleged crimes related to service as governor. City managers he appointed to oversee Flint opted to use the Flint River as a cost-cutting measure, but the water was not treated, the system contaminated for more than a year, leading to an outbreak of Legionnaire's disease and 9 deaths. A judge dismissed the charges due to a state Supreme Court opinion from over the summer. Snyder is the 8th person to have charges against him dismissed in the Flint water case. Carrie Lake is challenging the results of last month's gubernatorial election in Arizona. The Republican lost by less than a percent to Democrat Katie Hobbs, but the margin between the two candidates is not within the range that would trigger an automatic recount. The results of her defeat were certified this week. Lake is suing Hobbs, who is Arizona's Secretary of State, as well as officials in Maricopa County, alleging that the election was corrupted in the state's largest county and that she should be declared the winner. Russian forces are continuing to push through eastern Ukraine, where President Vladimir Putin illegally claimed 4 provinces in that part of Ukraine as part of the Federation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Kremlin troops have turned the city of Bakhmut into ruins, adding the situation remains very difficult in several frontline cities in the Donetsk and Luhansk provinces of the Donbass. Putin has been waging war in the Ukraine for more than 9 months. Soccer journalist Grant Wall is being remembered as not only covering the big stories, but for helping to popularize the sport in the U.S. Wall wrote for Sports Illustrated for more than 2 decades before starting his own website. He was covering his 8th World Cup in Qatar, a match between Argentina and the Netherlands, when he fell back in his seat in the reporter section of Lusail Stadium. Wall was 48 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited-time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former Minneapolis police officer was sentenced in state court for his role in the death of George Floyd. Alexander Kuhn pleaded guilty in October to aiding and abetting second-degree manslaughter. He appeared via video link from a federal prison in Ohio as he was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. Derek Chauvin kneeled on the neck of Floyd while Kuhn knelt on his back. A Tennessee man was booked for a stay in federal prison for his role in the January 6th insurrection. 35-year-old Ronald Sandlin was sentenced to more than 5 years for assaulting police officers during the riot. He was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release and ordered to pay $2,000 in restitution. Twitter is being sued. The suit alleges that the social media company refused to pay Private Jet Services Group for flights that executive Leslie Berlin took from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey to San Francisco in October. The tab is for more than $197,000. The suit was filed in federal district court in New Hampshire, and the flights were booked before Elon Musk took over the company. A 14th distribution to victims of Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme was announced on Friday, bringing the total amount of the restoration to victims to more than $14 billion. That's equal to about 70% of each victim's allowed claim amount, unless that claim has been fully satisfied. Madoff died last year in a federal medical center in North Carolina. He pleaded guilty for the scam in 2009. The trustee for Madoff's liquidation signaled that there would be more to come next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.